Thank you for calling the Alabama on Diploma Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I work for First Transit out at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And Friday was our last day due to reduced service. So I'm guessing I need to open a new claim.
Okay, you was calling to open a new claim. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your Social Security number?
421-026913.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 421-026913.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Deborah Graham, 05-15-1961, and my mother's maiden name is Reinhart, R-H-I-N-E-H-A-R-T.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Well, I know it's been over a year ago. I mean, you know, because I worked last summer and Christmas, I believe. So it's been a while ago.
Yes, ma'am. You said it's been a while. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I know it's been over a year, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. Yes, citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am. I do not.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I've never been in there.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th. I was a 1980 graduate.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get it out. I should have been organized here. I know it's 472-5959, and it's Alabama.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I have a borrow card. It's like my bank card because I use it for my direct deposit, you know, at work and everything. I mean, will that be good enough?
It has to be from a traditional bank so you can be able to walk into.
Right. Well, I do not have that then.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to just put you down for the benefits card?
Yes, ma'am. I had one at one time, and it was probably already out of date, but my card broke, but I had all my benefits off of there, but, you know, and I was going to get a new one, but, you know, I went back to work and was working, you know, the summer and stuff. So I would need a whole new card.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the benefits card. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
4721 RICO, which is R-E-I-C-H-H-O-L-D. And that's two H's. And it's Road, R-D. And that's in Tuscaloosa, T-U-S-C-A-L-O-O-S-A. Alabama, 35404.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
Well, I have a new phone number than the last time I did, but it is area code 205-650-5436.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what is that telephone number again? I do apologize about that.
That's okay. Area code 205-650-5436.
That's going to be 205-650-5436.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
All of it is lowercase, and it is Graham Deborah, which is GrahamDeborah705@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be GrahamDeborah705@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Your mailing address is 4721 Rachel Road, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404. Is that correct?
It's correct, but it's pronounced Rico Road.
Okay,
sorry.
Rico Road. Okay, my apologies.
That's okay. I get that all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Based on your background, in what city is 1627 Lakeview Plaza? Is it Atala? Is it Birmingham? Is it Grand Bay? Is it Somerville? Or had never been associated with this address?
Never been associated with this address.
Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 1915 Avenue F. It's at 245 Auburn Court. It's at 4017 Street Northeast. It's at 739 Mildred Street. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
None of these addresses.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? It's at Mobile, it's at Northport, it's at Prattville, it's at Florence, or it's at none of the above?
Okay, is that Northport, Alabama? I mean,
yes,
what?
Ma'am.
What's the address on that one?
It's not showing the address on here, it's just showing the city.
Okay, well, I mean, I have lived in Northport before, but I don't, you know, I can't remember the address. It's been a while ago.
Okay, is it Northport? Is that going to be the correct one?
I think so. Northport.
Yes, ma'am.
And if it's the area code is like 354-35476 or somewhere like that.
Okay, is Northport going to be the one?
I think so. I mean, that's like I said, that's been a while ago.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which of the foreign age range are most closely matched the age of Cary Graham? It's a 20 to 24, it's a 42 to 46, it's a 50 to 54, it's a 61 to 65, or it's a none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
Who did you say, Cary Graham?
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I do not know this person.
Okay, thank you. Which of the foreign streets have you never lived or used as your address? Is it 27th Avenue? Is it Garfield Parkway West? Is it LeSueur Road? Is it P.O. Box 161? Or is it all of the above?
I have lived on LeSueur Road, but it's been a while ago, and that was, I think, 35475 area, I mean, zip code.
Okay, it's going to be LeSueur Road. Is that going to be the correct one? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama or employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I do not know what that is or what that means.
Yes, ma'am. A TRA is something like a trade.
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
It was Friday, December the 9th was our last day.
That's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am. And they got us scheduled coming back on January the 9th, 2023.
Yes, ma'am, on January the 9th.
Yes, that's our return to work day.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am. I just work for the, First Transit, the hourly wages.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably maybe 10 to 15.
Is 15 miles okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
I'm at $18.21 now an hour, so probably that same amount.
Okay, that's gonna be $18.21.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Well, they have a union where I work at now, but I am not in that union.
Okay. Is that going to be no?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am. January the 9th, 2023.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be January the 9th, 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Well, I'm on that, but we're going to be out. We have like reduced service during Christmas and during the summertime. And so it'll be from the 9th until the 9th. So it'll be, I guess, what, 4 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be yes or no?
I don't know what to say. I mean, I know it's going to be at least 2 weeks.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to just put you down for yes?
I guess. I mean, does that mean they're going to quit after 2 weeks? I won't get any unemployment after that? Or
that's going to be more than 2 weeks, so that's going to be considered as yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your job title and description?
I am a bus operator.
Okay, you say you're a bus operator.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your job description? Were you transporting students or special clients, such as the elderly or persons with disabilities?
Yes, ma'am. We transport students, from five or six stops, and we go to them same stops periodically, loop after loop all day long.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be the one?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the name of your employer?
First Transit, or do you want his name?
No, ma'am, not the name. And you say it was First Transit? So that's going to be First Transit Incorporation.
or First Transit Transportation, maybe. I'm not really for sure. All I know is First Transit.
Yes, ma'am. What is your employer phone number?
205. Let me find it here. I got it here. I was trying to take it out of my phone book. That way I could be ready. 205-348-5609.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 205-348-5609.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
June 1st, 2016.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be June 1st, 2016.
Yes, ma'am. That's the date I started.
When was the last day that you worked?
December 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be December 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Do you need me to spell that for you?
Oh, no, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. A lot of people have trouble with that one.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or did you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Well, they have reduced service at work because of the Christmas holidays.
Okay, was it because of lack of work? Or you've been
ma'am.
Lame? Okay, that's going to be because of lack of work. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have like a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Your temporary PIN number is 1361.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
It's 1361.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay.
The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Work.
Okay, let me write this down. Alabama Work.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Works with an S at the end.
Alabama what?
Alabama Works. Which had like an S at the end. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alabama Work. Okay.
Dot Alabama, which is spelled all the way out.
Okay.
Dot gov.
Okay.
/VOSNET, which is spelled
what?
V. VOSNET, which is spelled V like in Valerie. OSNET/.
I got BOSNET what slash?
/. Like a slash.
Oh, okay. So that's alabama.gov/BOSNET/.
That's going to be Alabama Words.
Okay. At alabama.gov.
No, ma'am. That's going to be Alabama Words. alabama.gov.
Okay, I got you. Okay, yes, ma'am, I got it.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, which is spelled all the way out, .gov.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is
800-752-7389. Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an question listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am, not right now at this time. Am I going to need to update my driver's license and Social Security card or anything?
You said update your Social Security card and your driver's license?
Do I need to do that?
Do you have, like, a new one?
Oh, no, ma'am. Everything's still the same.
Okay. If it's still the same, you won't have to be able to go ahead and update it?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
So this is all I need to do until next week. I need to fill out the application with the Alabama.
Ma'am. You just have to be able to file your weekly certification on this Sunday coming up.
Okay, and then go ahead. Like I said, do the alabamaworks.com and update all my
information. Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And on this temporary pin, will they give me a new pin, or I just keep the temporary pin?
You can keep it, or you can be able to change or reset your temporary pin number by going to the website.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.